Welcome back to the Selfie Life. I hope everyone had a good Easter. Katie, Scott, how was your Easter?
Good. We went to the Science Museum with nephews and nieces.
That's really weird.
Were you there yesterday?
We were there Saturday.
Oh, okay, because I was there yesterday.
No way.
Yeah, so can I want to ask you something about Easter, but we'll get back to that. So I go there yesterday with the haters and one of the haters, hater girlfriends. First of all, it's not cheap to go.
Unless you're a member.
Well, it's funny you should bring this up. So I wasn't a member. And we pay, I think there was five of us, pay to get in, and then you get a $5 discount to go to the Omni. So for an extra $5, you might as well go to the Omni, which I'm surprised I was able to walk out of there without vomiting, but that's a whole nother. So I look at my receipt, and for five people, including the it was $175.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's like, well, whatever, we were there, but I'm thinking, okay, and I mean, it's not my gig, but whatever. It was something nice to do on Easter. Well, then on the fine print, it said you could put this towards a membership. So I went. I don't know. So I went up to the box office or whatever, and I said, you know, how much can I put towards a membership? This says, and he says, all of it. I said, so what I pay today can go to a membership. So he said, yeah. So I said, okay, so tell me how much membership is and what do you get for it. So basically, long story short, Katie, when's you probably know what I get two memberships for four adults. Basically, I can go as many times as I want. You can go to the Omni, you get one free Omni per visit, so you could go to the Omni every single day if you want it. You get 10% off the gift shop, which I had already spent before I knew that. And then you get some deal on parking. More of the story is, so I basically went there for Easter and ended up with two memberships for the same price as I paid to get in, which was nice of them to credit me that.
So next Easter, you'll be able to use it again because that's the only time you'll probably go back.
Well, not unless Easter is before March 30. But you're right. I may not go again, but the kids might, the haters. Katie, I'm assuming you're a member.
I am a member. I've been a member since, you know, for the past like 5 or 6 years. And it's so worth it because we use it all the time. I mean, we don't live far from there. And even like the parking normally is $20 there, which is just so crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But if you're a member, I think it's only $5.
Okay. Well, yesterday I parked on the street. It was free. So do they change like the different things, or is it always the same? Like obviously the dinosaur exhibit's the same, but like, do they have new exhibits or are they always the same?
Yeah, they always change it. Like right now it's the Mayan thing.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And that changes that area.
Oh, that, okay. All right.
Cool. If you remember too, they have adult nights where you can go there like after hours and they serve like beer and wine and snacks. Oh. Stuff, and you get to the museum and not with a bunch of kids running around, so that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you coughed like you were gonna say something, Scott. Anyway, no, so
I was just losing interest, but go ahead.
Well, I get it.
Actually, I have a question for you. See what I'm holding right here?
Oh yeah, Highland popcorn.
Who does most of the sealing on these?
Well, I would say I do 90%, but your friend James one day, and I'm not saying this could easily be me, he insisted on doing it himself. Why?
Well, because the person you gave this to that I live with,
yeah,
was upset with me because it was sealed over the part where you pull it apart. And I said that you're in charge of sealing.
100%. But
so
I'll be honest.
Somehow I got in trouble for it.
As you should. I'm usually very cautious with that. I'll just take the blame because
did. I had to take the blame.
Probably 95% of the time I do it. Once in a while, the leprechaun does it.
So, right. Well, maybe he did it. So right now it can't be resealed.
So the Ziploc, it was sealed over the Ziploc?
Yeah.
Part of it? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, why is there any left? It should be eaten by now.
She should have. I don't really.
So it's on her, to be honest.
I don't eat much popcorn, so.
What flavor was it?
That was the Wowza. We also have cheese, which actually opened properly.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Are you guys coming out with any new flavors, like special summer flavors or 4th of July thing?
Yeah, you know, I probably, it's nothing specific. So Baby Hater came to spend the day with me because she was on spring break, and she made a milk chocolate drizzle over a Hay Butter butter popcorn. She wanted to put M&Ms on it. The M&Ms were too big. You'd almost have to go to the mini ones. So that one was just spontaneous. So it's possible. But it's packaging because he wants to use up the peppy packaging. So
I went to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater the other night.
How was it?
Interesting.
Is that the
I mean, it wasn't.
Carole King one?
Yeah. Yep, I saw Carole King. That would be a good place to sell them.
Oh yeah,
but I do have a what's the word called, a
request?
No request. It's a like a service. I'm trying to provide a
public service
announcement. If you go there and don't like Pepsi and order lemonade, and you're an adult that's 60, it's going to come in a very awkward souvenir. I could go get it. An awkward souvenir cup with a straw, which I don't even like drinking straws. And there's really only one other person in the entire building that had this thing. It was not super.
Beatty, can you guess who that was?
Was it you? Did you guys?
I had Diet Pepsi, though, not lemonade.
Yeah. I got something super fun for you, the guy said. I'm like, okay, this is not good. Everyone else has got wine and beer and steak, and I'm drinking out of a sippy cup. But
what was the theme of the cup? Did it have?
It had the Carole King on
Carole King the musical on it.
Beautiful, and then, it's called.
And then, beautiful, yeah. And then it had the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, like, on one side.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, to tell you the truth, it was only $7 with refills.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
No, compared to the Science Museum.
The play was pretty good.
I thought it was good.
I've heard really good things about it. I don't know enough about Carole King's music to wanna.
You would know more songs than you think, because she wrote songs for like Motown and a bunch of people.
Yeah, correct. Like Up on the Roof, you know that song? She said that one.
James Taylor.
Locomotion.
Oh.
Monkees. Yeah. Couple songs for the Monkees.
Yep.
Drifters.
Yeah. So, and then her songs are iconic. I Feel the Earth Move.
Mm.
She did Aretha Franklin song. I Am Woman, or what is not I Am Woman. I'm gonna have to call the Brad and she'll be pissed. I don't know. Anyway, it'll come to me. Scott, you heard it live and you forgot too.
All right. Natural Woman?
Natural Woman, yeah.
That was
Natural Woman. Yeah.
I thought that was her song.
Well, it is her song, but what's her name? But Aretha Franklin sang it. Yeah. Okay. Enough of this. So Katie, I have a legit Easter question for you. And because your two co-hosts are too busy hiding matzah during Easter time, that I don't think he knows the answer either. So this is legit from two guys that have no clue. Where did the Easter bunny, like, where did the bunny part come from?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. I was hoping you would, because no one seems to know. I suppose I could use the Google. Hey, Google. Let's see if this works. I've never used it before. Why aren't you talking to me?
Yeah, they're not answering back.
Did you hear my Googles are starting? Oh,
that's so weird. Hey, Katie's Google, where'd the Easter Bunny come from?
Oh, it doesn't like it now. Hey, Google, where'd the Easter Bunny come from?
On the website goodhousekeeping.com, they say, as for how the character of the Easter Bunny made its way to America, history.com reports that it was first introduced in the 1700s by German immigrants to Pennsylvania, who reportedly brought over their tradition of an egg-laying hare named Osterhaas or Osterhaas from the old country.
Did you hear that?
I heard most of that. Interesting.
German immigrants with a bunny named Osterhaas.
Oh, is that the name of it?
Osterhaas is the. So, did the bunny come with a basket, or did the basket part get made up?
I don't know. And then, what about the eggs?
Yeah.
So, question: do Jews celebrate Easter at all, or is like you don't believe? Okay, remind me what Easter.
Okay. Well, so the two Jews on the podcast with you do only because we both have married someone that wasn't Jewish and now have, well, for me, I have kids. For Scott, yes, Scott has kids, but they don't celebrate Easter. So these two sort of, most do not. The Passover would be the equivalent holiday. Okay. For the time frame.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we don't, I mean, we go to someone's house just for, well, let's just put it because. This way. The house I go to serves ham and I bring tenderloin. So, I mean,
yeah,
sort of, although there's no chance anyone's, the tenderloin's always gone before the ham. So go.
Did you say there's no chance anyone's listening?
The ham eaters or the ham.
There's a lot of ham eaters
That are listening
to this show, huh?
Do people actually listen to this? I'm just curious because I had to like eat lunch really fast to do this, and I'm just curious if it was worth it.
First of all, you had all morning to eat lunch. Second of all, I didn't.
I'm super busy.
Excuse us. I wasn't saying you guys weren't. I just said
I was busy.
Speaking of one of the ham eaters that does listen.
I feel ham eaters, you're putting them down by saying that.
Well, I don't mean to, but our friend Aaron Smith,
we forgot to
cover this last show.
Okay.
He sent a text, or not a text, he sent a tweet. He tweeted me, tweet at me, tweet with me. I don't know. So
I don't know
if it's for me or Katie, but it's a picture. And it says, you're choosing to hurt your family by being the only Android user. And his quote was, at Goog13, Katie knows what I'm talking about. So I don't know if I missed something or if he just assumes. Because I thought you had an Android, Katie.
Nope.
I do too.
But my kids all have iPhones. But so I don't know if that was something you two have discussed at an earlier time or if you have any clue why he was.
Maybe we've talked about it on Connor's show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have we, though? I don't know.
I don't know either. But
Aaron Smith.
I mean, I did make a tough decision. I almost switched, but it ended up not raining, so I didn't switch to Apple. And kept my talents with Samsung, but I don't know if that's been
recorded. You would have hated it. You would have absolutely. I had a work phone once. So I had to carry two around. One was an Apple, and the Apple doesn't have the back button. So my personal opinion is you would have hated it.
You don't need a back.
Actually, the phone wasn't really my issue. I was going to need to get the watch, and it's just a bunch of stuff with it.
Well, there's other. I have a Movado. That works with that's made for Android. Hmm. Well, I don't think.
Well, yes. I have a Samsung. I have an Android watch. I have the Samsung.
If only people could see the look on Katie's face because she's thinking, "What the hell are you talking about?" I guess I don't understand.
I have a Samsung watch that goes with my Samsung phone.
So why were we discussing your good trade to Apple?
I thought that
like
what
the
he was
square better.
About. Yeah. No, I don't like the square. That's why I don't want to switch.
You said to us you were going to switch 42 seconds ago.
I said
that
I
you
was
were
going
switch.
To. And then
correct.
I did.
Why?
Why
if
did
you already
I
have a Samsung, why were you going to switch?
I was going to switch everything to Apple. Isn't that what this whole thing was about?
Just because of the watch?
No, no, no. I can't use a Samsung watch with the Apple. I would have had to switch everything to Apple. One of the reasons I didn't want. Okay, one of the reasons I didn't want to switch to Apple was because I hate square watches. Then I went and tried one on. I thought, okay, I could probably do this. There was a specific day in Florida that if it was going to rain, I was going to go do it and change my life forever. I was literally walking out the door. The sun came out. I turned around. I went to the beach, and I decided to keep my talents with Samsung.
Wow.
Let me tell you that thank goodness that we have a lot more listeners than the three you think I have, because if not, we would have lost the three that I did have. After
you
that
asked.
Story. I sort of did. I agree.
It's a true story.
Do people tell you guys to switch to Apple? Like if you're on a
text
and
because my texts are green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And because you can't, like if group text, you don't always get group text. And there was a couple other reasons why I was told to switch to Apple.
Well,
you can't like it or something.
Yeah, you can like or love or emphasize text. Or
I'm not on my family group text.
You get like videos that are small.
They don't work. They don't.
Yes, they're much smaller, or they don't send.
Yeah, mine don't work when I get them. Part of it was the family. A lot of the players I coach don't like that I don't have it, so I almost did it. But
basically, two guys with Samsung are putting out advertisement for Apple. Is what this conversation sounds like.
Not really, because I got an offer from Samsung I couldn't refuse.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, let me just say one quick thing before we move on. This is how resistant to change I am. I had to take my car to get service this morning. They gave me a car to use. I had to go back in because I didn't know how to put it in drive.
What was the special thing of how to put it in drive?
It was actually, this one was, and it's different than the car I have, even though it's the same brand. It's got like a stick shift, but I didn't notice that it lit up on the stick shift part. And then, so I just couldn't get it into drive. It wouldn't move. I had to go back in there. I told the guy technology was not my thing when he asked me what kind of car I wanted. I said, I really didn't care. And he said, I think you'll look good in this one. I said, that's the one I'll take. And I couldn't even 2 seconds. I couldn't do it. That's why I don't switch phones or usually cars or anything.
I'm with you on that stuff. I hate anything.
I did make it home though. So.
Well, that's good.
No.
Yeah, the whole process of switching over, getting new technology, it's like at least a day long process.
For you.
It's everything.
For us, it's a week.
I've had my car 6 months and I probably have 50% capacity of what I know how to do. I will be dead before I know the rest. So it doesn't really matter. So I couldn't handle the phone. I was willing to do it, but so. Yeah, that's a real thing.
Rainy Minnesota day, you'll change your mind.
Right.
There's too many of those. I might. You're right. No, I think I'm good with my. I don't have time now to figure it out. So I think I'm good. I have a question. It's kind of sports related, which I didn't think of till I might have said this to Goog the other day. If you listen to my family talk about sports, I kind of just say every time we lose, we are Minnesota, and we lose in everything. Mm-hmm. First place never happens. Second, sometimes. Last, quite often. What am I here? The Bachelor has like 6 second place finishes. I mean,
we have a lot to discuss.
How typical Minnesota is that?
First of all, so once again, and again, this is not just me, it's my opinion, but it is all of America's, that Joey was by far and away the most popular and best Bachelor in the history of the franchise. I mean, it's just the truth. Well, then the runner-up, Daisy, is from Minnesota. She's the one that everyone wanted to win.
She could be that great.
Correct. Well, the thing is for probably the first time, at least since I've been watching, it wasn't where if the other person wins, like you're just not happy. Because she was very, very likable and probably would have been the favorite if it wasn't for Daisy. It's just Daisy was so likable. So she is the, including the old man, she is the fourth Minnesota girl that was not chosen in the final two, which is a very Minnesota thing. Now, she did not agree to be the Bachelorette. Had she been, she would have been the third Bachelorette from Minnesota, and we think the old lady Leslie will be the Golden Bachelorette. So there will probably be three. There would have been four from Minnesota Bachelorettes, which is kind of comical.
They're doing that. I got to be careful how I say this.
Yeah, the Golden Bachelorette.
Jeez.
How many bachelors has there been?
There's been 20-some bachelors, and then they didn't start doing the Bachelorette to maybe 10 seasons ago.
Okay.
So there's been far more bachelors.
Didn't the very first one get married?
Yeah, there's actually a few that are still together with kids. I don't know the exact amount. But the Bachelor in Paradise, which is the summer one, they go to Mexico, and that's more, they just throw them all, both sexes in together and stuff. They've actually had more success rate on that show, and that's only like 4 weeks, than they have on The Bachelor. My opinion on that is because they all know each other beforehand. So that's kind of what I think. But so speaking of The Bachelor, so I have to tell this funny story, because anyone that knows me is I hate watching TV with anybody. I like watching it by myself because my family just talks
over it. Because the shows you watch are ridiculous and you need to hear them. That.
So just to set the tone, I sit by myself when I can in the living room with all the lights off, TV on. Well, during The Bachelor, Bachelorette, you know, Kendra and Maya are watching with me. And I mean, if you know Maya, if you hear me, I'm sorry. We all love her, but she talks a lot. It is what it is. You want to come and defend yourself? He's ignoring me. So half the time I have to go back and rewatch it the next day. But anyways, so I had a customer come in and somehow we started talking about Bachelor. So she said,
how?
Huh?
How?
Well, because I don't know. I honestly don't remember how. But we started talking about it, and I do know how. It was a Sunday night, must have been last Sunday. And she bought a ton of popcorn. She says, I'm taking over to my mom's house tomorrow. We're going to watch The Bachelor. Oh,
okay.
So I said, I watch it every Monday with my daughters. She said, yeah. She said, but my mom warned me that if I come there and start talking during the show, I was going to have to leave. But I thought that was funny because I feel similar.
Well, you don't want to miss a second of The Bachelor.
No, there's nothing worse than trying to watch your show. Especially the shows I watch. I mean, you can't miss a second of them.
No.
I had this other guy. Let me tell you about this other guy that came in, since we're talking about the popcorn shop. So guy comes in, older guy. He's carrying the tub. You know, we have the plastic tubs that we sell. He's carrying an empty one. So I have had a couple customers, not a ton, asking if they fill up because they're upset that plastic, because you can't either. I don't know if you can't recycle that, or I thought you could recycle.
Yeah,
I think certain plastics. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, he just wants me to fill it up, which I typically do. I don't, saves us the tub. So and Seamus is in the office. Just so you get, the lawyer is in the office. guy comes up to me and says, I just want to complain about something. I said, well, he said, the popcorn was great. He says, but see this tub? He said, when I went to lift it, my finger slipped and I got a paper cut.
Yeah.
So it took me a minute to, or a second, I should, to get my composure. And I'm like, oh, I said, you know, we've sold thousands of these. And that's the first time I've heard anyone say that. I said, you know, maybe it was just a fluke. I said, I've never had a problem. I said, I put many of these together. So he continues to go on. And I said, well, you could, we buy them from Uline. If you want to notify them, they can contact the supplier. You know, not offering anything. Yeah. So he just says, okay, takes and leaves. Seamus comes running out. He says, great job. I said, what? He says, you didn't say you're sorry. And I said, oh, I said, from the lawyer speaking, I said, no, I said, I learned a long time ago, don't say you're sorry, because it's like admitting you're at fault. Yeah. Although I don't know how much the guy could have got from us for a paper cut on a tub. So yeah. I don't know if he was thinking I'd give him a free one, or I don't know what his ultimate goal was. But
I would have said, I'm sorry you're so inept that you got a paper cut off of a bucket.
Well, can you call it a paper cut, because it's plastic, right?
Yeah, well, Katie, that's an excellent point.
Yeah, he would have lost in court. You can't get a paper cut from plastic, so end of story.
I also don't know, because you literally all you have to do is lift it up, you know. So I don't know exactly how it could have happened, but it happened.
Trying to free popcorn off you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
If you want free popcorn, you just have to have a white mustache and beard and volunteer and eat it out of every case possible.
Oh, that's a low blow.
You know that he tells everyone that he shaved his mustache and beard. This is actually a true story, but he shouldn't be telling customers. He's telling everyone that the reason he shaved his mustache and beard is because it was orange from all the popcorn he was eating, the cheese popcorn.
That probably is true. In a different life, what are you called? Like, what are the haters or these people, the gate? What do they call you?
I'm the GOAT.
Do you have a different name?
Goog.
They call you? Oh. In a different life, Goog and someone else on this show might have had a restaurant selling pizza. And one night someone called and said, I just got two pizzas and I have food poisoning. Mm. About 2 minutes after they got the pizza. What do you think? So, and the wife was eating the other one and feels fine, but the pizza that came right with his, he got food poisoning. Katie, do you want to take a guess what he wanted?
More pizza?
Correct. At which point we said, you know, if you got food poisoning, probably wouldn't be eating another pizza from the place. So,
food poisoning takes 24 hours.
Yeah, not 10 minutes. The only other time you ever had food poisoning was from Rainbow Foods, which ironically at the time our dad was associated with. So maybe it was us. I don't know. Yeah. Free pizza for food poisoning. Okay.
Yeah. When I was in junior high, we would go to the food court at at Mall of America, and we would dare each other to order food and then put a piece of our hair after we and then try to return it. It worked a couple times.
That's amazing. It wouldn't work for us, but that
happens every single piece of food I eat in this house has someone that I live with's hair in it. It's insane. It's everywhere.
Wow.
So,
but you're reformed now, right, Katie? Or do you still do that?
No,
once in a while, just for all the time.
Just the summer.
She was at Wahlburgers and tried it, but they said no.
Wahlburgers, I don't think you need hair for it. I wasn't a huge fan of Wahlburgers.
Oh.
Wasn't I with you, I think, Scott?
Yeah, it was awful.
Will. Yeah, I don't know if it was a bad day or what, but I wasn't a huge
fan. Never been back. There goes the sponsorship from Wahlburgers, by the way.
We're still waiting on our diet sponsorship. Well, what about Highland Popcorn? I feel like they could sponsor us.
Yeah.
They could. They could. I think I'm on the board there.
I feel like we have to have a jingle. like a
You have a weird logo that you should have a jingle.
I wonder if we could get the logo to sing. Like if we could like play the jingle and it looks like the logo is.
Well, the logo's you.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but like the actual, like you want me to sing? I'll sing. I have no problem singing.
No.
Katie, is it true? Are you country song?
I'm going to Japan on Thursday.
That's amazing. For how long?
About a week and a half, almost 2 weeks.
So go to Holics. We will not be live next Tuesday. What is the time
difference in Japan?
It's 14 hours ahead.
Ahead. So is it pleasure, business, both?
Vacation.
What can I just ask? I'm not accusing you of not being bright. And it's not that this is impossible. What business would Katie have in Japan?
Me?
Yeah, you.
She runs the hottest
radio station
in the planet. I mean, speaking of which, we are on WFNU 94.1 live right now on Tuesday evening, 9 o'clock. Or if you're listening on the WFNU app. Therefore, she could be going. Maybe she's researching one of the hottest Japanese.
You know where else you could listen to it?
Rappers.
What?
Maybe she's trying to get one of the hottest Japanese rappers to do a podcast.
Who's that?
I don't know. Maybe that's maybe.
We'll find out.
I literally had 30 jokes in my head that I am not going to say. And that
Bob going to Japan?
Nope. The hottest rappers in Japan.
Well, the hottest Jewish rapper is on this show. Thank you. Did you know I was the hottest Jewish rapper?
Beastie Boys?
Nope. They're retired. I'm talking about myself.
There's like a Jewish rapper who's pretty famous.
Oh, yeah. He's what's his name?
Like, isn't he called the Jewish rapper?
He lives in New York. No.
Barry. I bet it's Barry like Horowitz or something, was it?
First of all, that's incredibly anti-Semitic.
Well, not Guy coming Horowitz. From me. It's not anti-Semitic if I say it.
No, it's like
I thought it was Barry Horowitz. I'm not.
That's a wrestler from the WWE.
That is. I think I have the guy's autograph. I'm not even lying.
I think he was at the million dollar listing in New York. I can't remember the guy's name.
Oh, and that's not anti-Semitic. Why? He lives in New York. No, you just assumed because he's Jewish.
I didn't assume. I saw him on the show.
What the heck is the guy's name?
Wait, did you know Drake is Jewish?
Who?
Drake is Jewish.
Yeah, I knew that actually.
You,
Canadian
Toronto.
Jew. Yeah. Yep.
From Toronto. Mm.
Yep.
Oh, Matisyahu? Matisyahu.
That sounds more like someone you're gonna go visit on Thursday than somebody Jewish.
Yeah. God, I can't remember the guy's name.
I still want to learn
maybe
more.
Okay, go ahead.
Japanese trip. Are you going to watch any Japanese wrestling while you're there?
I wasn't planning on it, but that sounds pretty cool. Like, well,
it's huge.
Well, do you have, so is it like a tour? Are you just going to day by day?
We're going to Tokyo and Kyoto and possibly Osaka. We're going to Disney. Going as well. It's her first time out of the country.
Also, she gets to make the trip.
Are you familiar of someone named Doja Cat?
Yes.
She's Jewish.
Can I tell you something that your mother, I'm not even going to say online, but your mother has some very not nice things to say about her. We were watching her and Cardi B. So let's just put it that way. I was ashamed of the lady with the bird, especially being a woman. For the comments that came out of her mouth about the cat. She's not from Japan, though.
No.
Are you going to see any K-pop while you're there?
I don't think so. We're going to do Studio Ghibli, which is an anime studio that my daughter likes their productions. So we're going to go to, they have like a amusement park museum we're going to do.
That's amazing. I'm jelly about the Disney What are they called? Disney what?
Sea is the one we're doing. There's like two Disney things there. I'll have to do some pictures of Mickey.
Yep.
At
least you have a very good reason to miss doing.
I mean, the characters, like the characters.
I was gonna ask that too. I thought I shouldn't.
Do they speak English or Japanese?
Not speak. I mean, Mickey Mouse is the same character in Paris and Orlando and Japan and Tahiti and everywhere they have it. I'm assuming they don't change the look. Best way I could possibly ask it.
Yeah, I'll have to see what the other characters are like there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, does Mickey look Japanese?
Yeah. Well, they have a mask thing on, right? Mickey has like a costume, so they can't see their face. But like, I'm thinking.
Wait. What are you insinuating?
Well, I mean, are you asking if the characters are Japanese or like?
Well, we're asking if the characters.
Look the same.
It hurts me to say costume because I feel like they're real. But I think the question was more like, are the costumes Japanese? Not the people in the costumes. Why?
Oh, my God. I just thought, I can't even say it.
What was that?
It was an email coming through.
Oh.
Oh, so I thought it was Mickey.
Yeah.
Or Goofy.
I totally lost my train of thought because I got to tell you something I learned about the characters when I was in Disney World this past January. So we're at Epcot and we're next in line to see Daisy. Daisy's iconic and doesn't get any love. So Maya and I thought that she deserved some love and that she would like to take a selfie with us. So this little girl in front of us, cutest, absolutely adorable, was hugging her and wouldn't let go. And this was going on for probably a minute or so, which I know a minute doesn't sound long, but like in a hug. And then at one point, Daisy was facing the parents and the girl had her head in Daisy's stomach, basically. And Daisy kind of put her arms up like this to the parents, like, what's going on? So then the mom came and got her. And they moved her, and then they took the picture because they have photographers that will take pictures, and then you scan your thing, and then you can buy it. So after they left, the person that was with Daisy was telling us that Disney has a policy where the characters cannot let go of a hug until the person hugging them does, that they have to stay there for as long as they're hugging them and can never let go of the hug. So that's why she must have been like, you know, like this, like. So I thought that was actually kind of cool. I hugged Goofy for about 4.5 minutes.
I was going to say, how many characters had to do this to Maya so you would stop?
Quite a few. Anyways,
are you probably the oldest person to ever hug a character that long?
No, because there's probably older. But I'm not ashamed of it. I think it's a really cool thing.
No, I think the thing about you is, and which is, you're not ashamed of most of the things you do, which is
very few.
Somewhat unnerving.
I got to tell you another reason that I just learned. I love Disney even more every single more. So one of our employees, Stephanie, went to Disney with her family. She's an employee of myself, so I'm trying to draw the picture because I can't flat out say, you know, but she has a disability. I can say that. I'm not going to say. So they went to Disney. So I showed her ahead of time. I said, now come back with a selfie like mine and Mickey or don't come back. Right. I said, this is your mission or whatever. So she comes back. We talk about Disney. She had a great time. Then last Saturday, she came in with her mom to buy popcorn. So she said, Mom, he's the one with the selfies of Mickey. So I saw, I heard Disney was great. She said, the first day they went to Epcot Disney Animal Kingdom. So the first day they got there, they went to like the information booth or whatever. And because Stephanie is disabled, they got all free tickets for her entire party up to 10 to go in the fast lane the entire time they're there. So I don't know if you don't know what the fast lane means, you go right to the front. You don't have to wait in the lines.
I think and people Disney, I think people that even listen to this show would understand what the fast lane means.
But okay. So like here's the thing though. Then they were telling me that the people in Europe, Disney, they pay people with disabilities to go to Disney with.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Well, yeah. I feel like, so I used to be a caregiver for a boy in a wheelchair, and I went with his family to Disney, and we got, you know, straight.
You
to
did. Disney.
But if you're just in a wheelchair, like if you borrow one from somebody, like, but how, right. how do they check that? Like,
yeah, and I suppose they can't. Mm-hmm. And I guess me not, you know, I'm very fortunate, I guess. I haven't been there with someone that's disabled. But, like, it never would have even crossed my mind until someone told me that. So I think that's pretty cool.
Okay.
But to your point.
You just reminded me of something. Have you watched the news lately? The Siamese twins in Minnesota that just got married?
I'm going to say something really horrible, but finish.
They each have their own. You know that? Okay, I'm going to give you some background and tell you something that may God strike me down if I'm lying. First of all, they each
Did you have the lightning?
They each have, no, I'm telling you, they each have jobs and they get paid. They have the same job. They get paid half each. It's a very, they married the same guy, but only one of them married him.
Yeah.
Let's back up about several years. I was with a group of children at Valley Fair, Minnesota. May God strike me down. If I wasn't in the line for a ride 3 inches from those two, and I've never seen more people run in my entire life. And the person I live with will verify every single second of this.
They're from Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was in line with them for like the roller coaster or something at Valley Fair. A couple people you're related to and a bunch of their friends. Just, I don't even know how, I've never seen people run so fast. And then I look and I'm like, oh. So then we track every single ride we went to, they wanted to go on the same ride we did.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
I'm ashamed of myself, but I think I would have too.
I don't want to be dealt, but they were, the brief time I was in the line, because I was frozen in time, they were talking to each other. Yeah. And then
do they face each other or do they look ahead? Because I would think it'd be like,
no, it's like
they can't turn their heads all the way. Like,
yeah,
what happens when one of them wants to be intimate with the husband?
I mean, they both, I think they share. Everything.
Why would you, by the way, why would you ask that?
I mean, because I think if knowing my audience,
what
I think
time
it's
are
a
we
fair
on?
Question.
What time
we're
are we on?
We're on at 9 p.m.
So okay, what
safe.
Happens at like 10, 15, 10:30 when people are done listening to this? What do they do?
Go to bed.
Not this night. That the last image in their head is going to be those two doing what you just asked. What's wrong with you?
So I read.
First of all, some people might like watching that. I don't know.
I saw a post about them that. So they both got their like teaching degree,
yeah.
College. They had to pay separately. They had to get paid half.
Each gets half.
They each had to pay tuition. For
oh yeah, right, right.
School, but then they only get one salary.
No, they get half of a salary. One gets one half, the other gets the other half. So
but they have
they
to
one.
Teach the same class. It's not like they can teach separate classes.
But they have two different brains. So like,
and I think they have two different hearts too. It's weird.
One thing and the other specializes in another.
Don't they typically like separate them when this happens? I know it doesn't happen very often, but.
Well, I think they share everything from the waist down. So I think it would be hard to separate.
All you
so,
know.
Okay. So do you think they both know at the same time when they have to go to the bathroom? Like which one control you do? So you think they both all of a sudden say, I got to pee?
Yeah, and it takes extra long.
Why does it take extra long?
I don't know. It's two people.
Yeah, it's if it's just,
You can ask.
I have a lot of questions.
Your older, you can ask your older nephew. He was in at Valley Fair, and it was something. And everywhere we went, they were there. And by the time you went, though, the word started getting out. It was just a very interesting conversation. Like, where you think you'll see? Oh, there they are. Think you'll see? Oh, there they are.
You do know that before I ran off, I probably would have at least got a selfie.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
There was no such thing as selfies back then, I'm pretty sure.
Probably not. Well, actually,
it wasn't that long ago.
But I've discovered, you know, I went back and found some, like, actual, you know, that you had to go to. I've been taking selfies since a long time ago. Like, even on those things, I was taking them.
Oh, well, then maybe you. I mean, I would have loved to have seen you ask. What if one said yes and one said no?
I probably wouldn't have asked. I would have just done it.
That's not creepy.
What if the other one wants to get married?
Yes.
How is that going to work? And then is it cheating if the one is with the one husband and the one is with the other husband? Like,
yeah. And how did the...
What was that?
Husband, like, how did he decide that he want the left or the right?
And well, he's probably left-handed.
Maybe. I don't know. It's fascinating. And, like, you want to assume that he loves her or them.
Well, why would you assume he doesn't? Like, what other logical reason would you marry someone with two heads?
Nobody loves
right,
love
that's
the
my
way
point.
I do. But I believe in all of the.
I'm shocked this isn't on one of those networks
shows.
You watch.
This should be a reality show. Mm-hmm. Actually.
Well, didn't they used to have a reality show when they were younger? I feel like that they were on TLC.
Yeah, I think it was called The Real, Real World.
The Real
See
Real
what I did there? Well, oh. two hats, two names.
Speaking of love. So we had homework. I don't know if anyone did it. 80 suggestions.
Of course, I always do.
Okay. And I know
what
we're probably getting close to time.
Celebrity what was couples. It again?
Our top celebrity couples, right? But Katie, I wasn't sure if you meant current of all time, if you meant our personal favorites or like the greatest in the history of the world. Like, I wasn't sure. So I picked my top five favorites.
Okay, I think we can do any of those. I picked what, I guess currently top five.
Okay, well, mine are mostly current with the exception of one.
Okay.
Okay, and then I have an honorable mention. So who wants to lead into this love fest?
Oh, gosh, I'll go last, I can.
I'll go.
All right.
My number five is Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Wow.
Good one. Are they still together?
I think they are.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
He does this wrestling show on Sunday nights that I watch, Greatest Rivalries.
Hmm.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
That
one. All right. Scott, am I next or you?
I'm going Fred and Wilma.
Yeah. Oh. They were on my short list. They didn't make it. So this one I'm almost sad to even say, but it all because of the documentary that was just on and their 45-second dance thing, Victoria and David Beckham. Because I don't know if you've watched it, and then they danced together in the kitchen and became love. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. And he was singing Islands of the Stream. If you don't want to watch the whole thing, Google it. Katie,
okay, I'll Google it. Yeah.
It is. I watched it literally 8,000 times. So Victoria and David Beckham.
Hmm. Okay. I feel like we're missing some.
Okay. Well, we've only done one.
Oh, go ahead.
Barack and Michelle is my number four.
Oh, that was going to be mine. Dang it. I'll have to change it.
Funny thing is, without giving it away, they are my number four.
They were mine.
Yeah. Because how do you not love them? Did you see them? He's going out for an Easter walk and he was just shaking hands with everyone that was out walking, introducing himself. And yeah, it was pretty cool.
So,
Scott, is that your four?
No, I'm going to change it because it's dumb. I'm going to go Elton John and David Furnish.
All right, we're on three.
I'm going local.
Oh.
Bessalero and Amelia Santanello.
Oh. Friends of the show. Sweet. Well, not this show, but other shows.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to bring that up on the next. Once Katie gets back from Japan, right?
Sounds like there'll be a live Frank sighting, yes.
Yeah, okay. So my number three is Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth.
Okay.
Who's Miss Elizabeth?
Macho Man's wife.
Wrestler. Ex-wife who died, or widow.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, he was her, or she was his valet.
Oh.
Yep.
Last wife. Yeah.
All right, I will go with Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
Nice.
Good.
I don't know where
we're on the number two.
One. My number two is Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
They're cute.
That's a good
one,
yeah.
My number two is Justin Timberlake and Jennifer Beals. Not Beals. Yeah, Beals.
Jessica Biel.
No, not Justin. Yeah.
Oh, Jessica Biel. Yeah, Jennifer Beals is from Flashdance. Jessica Biel.
Which we sat by once, remember that?
Yeah, literally. Yep. She was my crush. I sat
right next to her.
Yep.
This is a good tie-in because we sat by Jennifer Beals in Chicago.
Yep.
And my next couple is Oprah and Stedman.
Ooh. All right.
I couldn't do it, though, because I just, Oprah, I don't know. I'm wishy-washy on her.
Oh, I'm not wishy-washy. I can't stand her.
Oh, all right.
But I do. You got to give a devil its due.
Yeah, agreed.
Are we on number one?
We are on number one.
Mine is Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, adorable. It's true.
That's cute.
Yeah, so cute. Okay, so my number one. Be no shock to either one of you, especially after today's show. But I have to get in my honorable mention because of everything they've done for so many people. But Bert and Ernie definitely get honorable mention.
Okay, I like it. Mm-hmm.
Right? But my number one, without a shadow of a doubt, is Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
That was my honorable mention.
Mickey and Minnie? Yeah. And Bernie. All right, yeah, Mickey Mouse, and I mean, it's just a no-brainer.
My, this is going to be a surprise, but I just think it was just true love. Michael Jackson and Bubbles.
It was true love for at least one of them, yes.
Yeah. Oh, poor Bubbles.
Where is
Bubbles? Poor Bubbles. Bubbles is probably not with us anymore.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Well... So as sad as I am that we won't be able to do a live show for the next couple of weeks, Katie, have a great time in Japan. How cool is that?
Konnichiwa.
Jaane is how you say goodbye.
Jaane.
Sounds French.
I'm learning Japanese on Duolingo. It's really fun.
What's Konnichiwa?
Just don't sing that. Don't go singing that song, I'm turning Japanese. I'm turning Japanese. Remember that? I really think so. You remember that song?
They love it there. They love that song there.
I'll have to look that up.
Before we let you go, do you have like a wish list of what you're going to buy to bring home?
I do. Yeah. Okay. I have a bunch of things from everybody.
A fan.
Chopsticks. A fan.
One of those fans, Japanese fans.
What do you want?
Sushi magnets.
Oh, sushi magnets. That's good. Yeah.
What's on the list?
I feel like you could.
Oh no, some Disney things, some fabric, a Walkman.
Walkman.
Yeah, Sony.
Yep. The home of Sony Walkman.
Right.
When we come back, we haven't even discussed two of like my Google obsessions lately.
Oh.
Everything that's happening with Puff Daddy.
Yeah, oh, yes. How did we didn't even touch on him? Mm-hmm.
And then have you guys seen the Nickelodeon documentary kind of?
I watched it, yes.
We talked about that at the thing, at the show.
Oh, nice, yeah. So those are on top of my brain for.
Okay, just, I wrote them down because you're right. Somehow today's show got away from us.
I have a very quick comment on the Puff Daddy situation. Mm-hmm. If I'm a local police department, why don't you just call TMZ because they can find whoever you want. They can't. The police couldn't find Puff Daddy, but they had every single time his plane landed, they were on it. Mm-hmm. I would call TMZ, not the police. That's just an opinion.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It's shocking how much they know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you know how to end this properly? Like, what show's after us, Katie? Is there one?
I'll edit.
There should be.
Because what you should
the
say
selfie
is,
life should just be the mic drop and should just end it for the.
What you should say is something like, thank you for tuning into the latest edition of Selfie Life right here on WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio. Stay tuned for another edition of whatever right now.
I think I have, wait, well, it's probably too late.
That's what
I
you
think
should
I say. Actually have. I do. Okay,
guess what? So it's
Adapt Revolution.
You got
it. It's a new show, by the way.
Oh.
Adapt Revolution is a show about people living with disabilities.
That's amazing. I'm so glad that I can help their listenership.
Well, why don't you properly introduce that show now?
Well, because it's too late at this
point. No, it's not. Go ahead.
Why don't you do it? You did it so well.
No, life's about learning. No. Life's about learning. Go ahead.
I will practice that for the next one.
Okay. Just trying to help you. It's your show, not mine.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Because you're just going to make fun of me anyways.
No, I'm not. I was trying to help. If you could add that to your show, people think, oh, this show sort of makes sense.
Well, if I get rid of you, it sort of makes sense.
If you get rid of me, you wouldn't know how to end it.
True.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Can you just say stay tuned for...
Stay tuned for Adaptive Revolution.
The latest episode.
Stay tuned for the latest episode of Adaptive Revolution.
Coming up right now.
Perfect.
I guess I took a good selfie.